This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, your host, the number one fuck boy. The number one fuck boy. The number one fuck boy. Johnny G, John Gabris. Joining me as always in the High and Mighty studios is my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabris. He's outside the door scratching. Also joining me are my guests today, comedians, writers, musical ingenues, both of you, dance and song, and G.I. Joes, as in gastrointestinal combatants, Jack Dolgen and Doug Mand. Guys, thanks for coming to the High and Mighty Studios.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you guys. In case you were wondering, Jack is also a musician and Doug is also a hell of a dancer.
Thank you.
That means a lot.
And a drummer, I should say.
Yeah, I'm a drummer. Drummer.
Dude, this is like the hippest. You guys want to just fucking jam?
You don't have any instruments in here, but we can make some.
Just wait. I play the Moog. We got guitar, lyrics, drums, Moog. We're set. Before we get into our topic today, which is craps two ways, parlay, if you will, two-way crap, C&E, I'm going to read some reviews of the podcast. As always, if you rate me 5 stars and roast me in the comments, I will read it on air, whatever this is called. Okay. Let's just see. This is long, and of course, I never proofread these. This is from MTono5. The title of the review is Look Further. Wild and Out is a comedy machine. Okay. Nick Cannon is a bona fide star. Mikey Day is now on SNL. And don't forget Sean J. Bruce, a noted podcast guest. Maybe you stumbled across J. Bruce from his appearances on quality podcasts and thought, that guy who hosts the host keeps cutting off. You should have that backwards. You know, the one trying to derail the whole episode for his own self-serving grasps at fame. I wonder what it'd be like to listen to him unchained. The real-life version of Pete from Disney's A Goofy Movie, Sean John Jabruce plays the role of Roastmaster, but without the requisite charm. Belittling ethnic, racial, sexual, and other minorities, High and Mighty is an exercise in the limits of anti-comedy. Too sincere to be ironic, Jabruce is the shooting star that we all wish we hadn't seen with our ex-lover on the night she told you the infection was permanent. Wow, that was like a really well-written review.
That was, Jack, what a great review. That was,
I know, thank Jack, you. Excellent work.
I feel like I should have proofed it a little bit because I messed up the middle.
Are they usually that well-written? That was like beautiful prose.
Yeah,
like,
that one hurt.
That one scathing.
Because that took effort. That took a second pass, and that's what
that was
stressing.
Punched up. That was like...
This, someone's wife took a look. Hey, can you just, before I send this, just tell me if this makes sense. Oh, no. Hit him harder with this. And you're like...
Gamers... Oh. How do these make you feel?
Oh, terrible. Hold on. Let's do another.
Hold on. Before I start thinking about that, let's read another one.
Anything to keep the 5-star ratings coming in. Please. All right. This is called Your Eyes Won't Be Harmed by Jake Priz. Your ears will be. Okay. Fair enough. Okay, just not a roast from V. Ray. Forget you then. We're not reading it. Not a roast. It's from Colin Colt. It's not good, but it's not the worst. If it was, John would most likely eat it. Worst is spelt U-R-S-T. This person should know that I'm going to read these roasts out loud, and I'm not going to be able to signify that when I say worst, I mean W-U-R-S-T.
Mm-hmm.
Let's punch this up.
But you did do it.
But you did it already.
Right. But it didn't land because I had to say it at the end.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing to yourself right now.
Hold on. I'm okay. I ate some chocolate-covered weed espresso beans all day today. No, but for real, I had a couple earlier, and I am fucking greased up and flying. Oh, speaking of greased, this review is by someone named Shitty Beard, and it's called The Horny Kid from Sex Drive Has a Podcast. Jonah G's fat fingers make my phone greasy. You'd like this podcast if you like cereal, except instead of murder, you learn about how sweaty Jerry Gross's taint gets when he's in a hot bathroom. 5 stars. Okay, I'm going to use that as an opportunity to segue. They mentioned a hot bathroom. Let's talk hot bathroom.
Really nicely done.
Wow.
Wow, I'm a pro. You know, I'm a fucking professional podcaster. I got 11 podcasts out there.
It fucking sucks that you make your guests sit here while you read those out loud.
I feel pretty uncomfortable.
I feel
right
really
now.
Weird and bad about
I
it.
I want to hug you. I also
don't touch me.
Also, just to say it, before the podcast started, you were like, I'm just like a little lethargic. I had like Taco Bell today. And then you just told us you ate. Is the next hour just going to be about the things you ingested today? That
are you
going to
keep
you...
finding out more and more? I've eaten something different. I'm only at 9 a.m. so far. I'm telling you what I've eaten slowly throughout the day. At 9 a.m., I had Taco Bell and weed espresso beans.
Weed espresso beans really. Is such a confusing combo.
Oh, I know. It's really confusing. It's confusing me greatly.
Is it the first time you had those?
No, I've had them before. I like them. The Kiva brand. I highly recommend it. It's in the little tin.
We don't eat weed. We can't. I can't handle it.
I can't eat an espresso bean.
Yeah, I was just about to say, you can't handle
I fucking shit my pants.
Chocolate.
Yeah. That's true. You would shit yourself. Chocolate cover espresso is just you just shitting yourself like being propelled into the moon from just shit coming out of your butt.
Jack has the diet of like a rescue dog, like a high maintenance rescue dog. No, you can only have duck and whole wheat rice or some shit. We're here to talk craps and craps. I'm so excited to say stuff like that. And I came to me today and I was, or yesterday, and I was so happy to email you guys with that idea. Like, this is fucking great. Because we love casinos.
Yes.
And all three of us have talked at length about pooping.
Yes. So we have talked at length about pooping.
We should warn the listeners that we will probably talk about shit over the course of this next hour.
Yeah. It's also what Jack and I do
on your podcast.
On our own podcast.
Right. Yeah. Your podcast, Duty Calls, is a show about shitting.
Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah, and you've been a guest.
I've been on it.
A fantastic guest.
Yeah,
on it.
We've talked about shitting not only on your podcast, but also hours outside of the podcast. Yeah. At Vegas, we've talked for hours about shitting.
Kind of the gambling and shitting are the cornerstones of our relationship, I believe.
100%. 100% the two things we have, and it's a direct Venn diagram. And we're going to Vegas together, and Doug and I are sharing a toilet, I mean room.
How are you guys going to handle that?
It's going to be fine. We're both pros.
Yeah. we're both nightmares. I just think we're just going to be both racing in the morning.
I think it'll just be I'll set my alarm and get it done before you even move.
There's no amount of poopery that's going to handle
No way.
I'm not that disgusting of a smell, to be honest with you.
Oh, really? If you do say so yourself?
If I must say so myself. It's not as off. I mean, a Vegas shit's going to be a different story.
It might look like high concentrate orange juice, but it doesn't smell.
And it may look like tiki masala.
You have like Four Loko coming out of your ass. Yeah.
Why is it sizzling like Surge, like Pepsi and Pop Rock?
It's like a Chili's fajita platter. Yeah.
How did shitting end up being such a big part of your lives?
Well, I grew up with, I don't know if it's self-diagnosed IBS, but basically as a neurotic Jewish kid. So if I was ever in a situation where I couldn't shit, if there was no bathroom around, that's when I would have to go.
Just
so,
purely like, oh no, oh no.
Oh no, I can't go. And it would manifest and it would be a real shit, like a huge big shit. But it would be like if I was in a bus with a bunch of kids, if I was at like my bar mitzvah, whatever it was, it's always like, oh my God, I'm going to have to shit. So much of my life has been spent shitting in every public restroom you can imagine. I've shat outdoors. I've shat on the side of the road, shat on the side of the highway, shat in other friends' backyards because I couldn't get into their house. I mean, I've shat my pants. I have so many stories.
And you're also a guy who like has shit right before he's left the house a bunch of times and right upon arriving back home, too.
Totally. Or shit before I've left the house, got in the car, drove 3 minutes and been like, gotta come back. So
I know that feeling so well. Tiffany and I I'm always like, are you ready yet? And she's finally like, I'm ready. I'm like, I got shit one more time.
That is my relationship with my wife. And at this point, she's just like, all right, go ahead.
And I'm just like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, totally. So I had a lot of stories and I would always tell them to friends and stuff. And Jack, being one of my closest friends, I would always tell him those stories. And
He was always a good listener, and him, he himself, I guess, has quite a few shit stories.
Yours are all very dietary based.
Yeah, we have very different. Yeah, mine are less anxiety based. I usually don't have.
This is one of the few things in your life that isn't.
This is the only thing. Yeah, yeah. That's it.
It's the coolest thing you've ever said.
One of my few disorders that isn't anxiety based.
So I kind of shit. I have like dairy and, you know, just a sensitive on the eating front, but not so much on the like worrying front. So
there's just a lot of things that trigger you.
Oh God. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, basically. Yeah. It's just a nightmare. It's a fucking nightmare. I shit so much. That's the other thing. I just shit so much.
Because I eat off, so much.
So often. Even when I'm not eating that much, I eat shit so
much. How often do you shit a day?
I shit three. Currently, I'm eating a lot right now. I'm currently probably shitting 3 to 6 times a day.
Okay, Jesus Christ.
That's a lot.
Like, and that three.
And that's not diarrhea.
And that three is probably in the morning before I leave for work.
I'm doing 2 or 3 every morning. That's for sure.
2 or 3 every morning?
Yeah, and then sometimes not again till the next day. And then sometimes one in the, at like towards the end of the day.
I never know what my afternoon is going to be like. It probably often ends up being 3, 4. But
3 or 4 in the afternoon?
No, total. Like, okay. Maybe 3 to 5. 6 is a lot.
Six is a lot. Big day.
Yeah.
6 is a day. You're losing sleep if you're shitting 6 times a day.
I did 5 today.
You're on a 5 day?
I had a slow weekend, and I was away with my wife. I ate a lot, and then a lot wasn't coming out, so I knew I was destined
Monday's
for a big day.
Monday's a big shitting day for me.
Monday is where you shit out the weekend.
Yeah. Some guy, the hip-hop artist.
Yeah.
He just flies right out.
Oh, yeah. God. What did you
so
do?
So sexy.
I can't feel my butt when I'm with you.
Yeah, and I think I'm somewhere in between the both of you in that I have some dietary issues that I have ignored for 25 years and just eaten whatever I wanted. I eat a lot of quantity, so I produce a lot of excrement. And I have some fears of public shitting, but they have gone by the wayside as I've gotten older.
You mean like, fuck it, who cares anymore?
Yeah, I'm like, fuck it, I'll go shit in the dirtiest bathroom at this bar and just be out of there in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, being deep into a marriage helps, but like, I remember
that's
being,
true.
I remember being like younger and be like, I can't shit in this bar and then like try to talk to a girl at the bar. Just be like,
no,
I
just gotta leave it.
Shit.
You gotta leave at that point.
You gotta go home.
One of those bars that has no door on it.
That's
just
toilet?
Like,
yeah.
I've done that over 10 times in my
life. I've done that.
And that is a low, low moment.
If you can get your buddy to stand guard, that's your only hope.
That's a real fucking
That's, you know, if you have there. A good friend. I mean, but that is who Jack is for me. I mean, that is why we probably did the show, our show, is like, I think we feel that everyone has at least one shit story. I mean, we have thousands, but everyone has one, and it's the great equalizer, is that like, you've everyone has been in a situation where they are a situation where they couldn't go, and they had to go. And a lot of times we found with people on the show that they haven't told people these stories because there's so much shame involved. So that's why we've enjoyed doing the shows. People are telling us these stories that they were just too scared to say and then feel like, oh, I feel like a weight lifted off my shoulders because I shared this.
I feel finally depressing. I finally can go on with my life because I told people that time I fucking sharted on the Ferris wheel.
They're
I told strangers and now I can move on.
They tend to be sort of the funniest stories,
yes,
and the most intense. You're catching someone at like a really heightened moment
Why
in their life.
Why is poop so funny? From when you're fucking 2 to 50, why is it just funny?
Forever. I don't know. Well, the sound of a fart is hilarious, and it's funny to kids who don't like can't tell you about comedy. So farts are just funny.
There's something like
they're really
primally funny about farts.
Yeah,
farts are just funny.
It's a weird noise and a weird smell that comes out of a person's weird hole.
Well, they're inherently ironic. Like it's something that's not normal that's happening. Like it shouldn't smell weird. You can't see it.
Right.
It sounds funny and it came out of you. Like it's not normal.
You can't really control it.
It's like a little. Yeah, it's like a little mini like act of irony. But with shit, which is like even more extreme. I feel like it's more about the cultural context than with farting. Like shits are funny more because they're bad and it's not okay.
Right.
And
there's so much shame around them, yet we all do it constantly.
Right, and shits are filthy, like truly filthy, where farts are like completely goofy and harmless.
Right. Yeah.
Shitting is like, shit's a funny story if it's like, I was playing Little League and I shit my pants and didn't know and, you know, it was catching and everyone saw it.
Yeah.
Versus like, a guy held me down and shit in my face. That story is absolutely fucked up.
Well, you really jumped right to that one. Huh? Yeah.
But if someone says, like, I got held down and someone farted in my face, you're like, oh, that's so fucking funny that someone did that to you. Someone's like, they shit on me. You'd be like, that's crossed the line.
Right. Yeah, it's so disgusting. And also, like, in terms of being the equalizer, it is, it's sort of the thing that you can't civilize. Yeah. Like, you can't. You have to wipe your ass. Like, mm-hmm. the president of the United States, you know, the leaders of the world, they still have
aim
to
higher.
Fucking wipe their ass.
Well, when we started the show, it was Obama. So it was like, oh, like, even Obama, who is, like, the most fucking well-put-together, like, in-control man.
Black man, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding, I'm kidding.
This is where the comments...
Yeah. Has had to run down the hall with it, like, clenching his butt, being like, can't talk right now.
I always, you know, because my biggest fear when I'm on set is like that the crew finds out I have to shit somehow. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
They're waiting for you for like.
Have you ever been in the toilet and heard your name come on the loud? Like, where they're like, John Gabris, like, where's John?
Call John.
I try not to let that happen. I try never to be in a situation where I'm like, how long do we have? They're like, it's going to be at least 15 minutes. I'm like, okay, if anyone's looking for me, I will be in the bathroom for an extended period. This female PA is like, get out of my trailer.
Just go shit. Don't tell me about it.
I'm like, I'm going to go shit in the fucking bathroom, baby. Turn the heat up. Shut all the windows.
But it's like this thing that we're all doing every day and we're mostly not talking about it. We're pretending it didn't happen.
Shitting is the new sex.
Yeah. Shitting is the new sex.
That's what I'm glad you said that. We came here to preach this gospel.
And when you're married, it feels even better.
I'd much rather take a dump than have sex at this point in my life. I'd prefer a solid dump to a good lay.
Well, solid dump. When's the last time you had a solid dump?
Oh, wait. I didn't have iCal then, so I couldn't even check. I'd have to go to my written daily planner.
When you came on the show... I think it was the first, maybe the only time where Jack and I have been legitimately scared for a guest. And we were like, we want something. Like,
because it was the orange clay stuff.
It was, yeah. You said, I haven't had a solid shit. You said, I can't remember the last time I had a solid shit. And it's like bright orange. And it's constant. And...
You're laughing. It was. We were so upset.
We were so horrified. We were like,
so fuck. You know when someone just runs down insane details back to you, like in an improv scene.
Yeah.
Where it's like, so let me get this straight.
Yeah.
You want to do blank? Yeah. You just running them down like that. I was like, oh Christ, constant orange clay,
bright orange too. Because I remember the Gatorade orange is what's in my mind.
Did we land on what made it orange?
I know we didn't really.
Buffalo sauce.
Oh yeah, you were drinking a pint of buffalo sauce.
That was when I was on my Frank's Red Hot diet. It was organic lemons, cayenne pepper, grade B organic maple syrup, and a gallon of Frank's Red Hot.
I think we got you on probiables though. I think
you got me on probiables. I'm on probiables and I'm on. Psyllium whole husk as well. A little fiber sup.
I'm sorry, but like probiotics and psyllium whole husk are like 3 foot soldiers walking up against tanks.
Yeah,
heading towards them.
I'm mega dosing it.
What are your fucking husks going to do when you're pounding Taco Bell and weed espresso?
It's like me turning my air
fighting inside. I got a full on rumble in my gut right now. Yeah.
But it's supposed to
be. I got
like
12 seltzers, 2 cold brews, some espresso beans, some Taco Bell, a couple of fucking probiotics, some psyllium. I'm going to just fucking
This is today? This is what today was?
Yeah, I'm going to pull out like a full dead cobra tomorrow.
It's got
to
be the...
I have a 7 a.m. flight to Montreal, too. It's going to be awful.
I'm sure that'll be healthy, too.
Yeah, I'll eat great when I'm in Montreal.
It's got to be the... it's got to be the Taco Bell that makes it orange, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's like...
How much Taco Bell do you eat?
Per day? I honestly eat it like once a month.
Okay, so but are you still having orange shit?
No, not all the time. It just sometimes happens. I'll get in a run. Sometimes it's orange, sometimes it's black, sometimes there's blood, sometimes there's not.
Oh my God.
There are so many flags. We should have come with a medic.
Oh my God.
You guys signed the waiver, right? If I die here, you guys are actually sole proprietors of High and Mighty Industries.
I want to give you a glass of water right now.
That's the one healthy thing I do. Truly, and I think that's why I don't take that many solid shits, is because I drink like
two. I don't think that's why.
I drink like 2 gallons of water.
It could be a factor.
It could be a factor.
Yeah. And I, because even like, it doesn't come on to me like diarrhea, but sometimes, it doesn't hit me like diarrhea.
No, I understand.
But when I shit, I'm like, ooh, that came out super fast.
Yeah.
But I felt completely in control the whole time leading up to it.
Okay.
So it's not always bad. I think I just consume a lot of quantity of everything.
Mm-hmm. How's your wipe game going?
My wipe game is intensely strong. I'm going through like $1,000 a year in baby wipes.
You use baby wipes?
Oh yeah, dude.
And you flush them?
I'm gonna shut down West Hollywood. There's gonna be a fucking, like, it's gonna be a backlog, and it's gonna come fucking like Christmas Vacation, come shitters full, and it's gonna come spraying out of the sewer one day.
Oh god,
because I'm flushing fucking mattress sized piles of baby wipes. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you use a combo or just wipes?
I use a combo. I try to minimize using whatever I'm using. You know what I mean?
The wipes, you mean?
Yeah, the wipes or the toilet. You know, I'm like, I try to
conserve for the environment.
Right. Because I'm just, if I'm taking 3 shits a day, I don't need to be using like 5 wipes each time, or else that's just an intense amount of stuff you're flushing.
It's a lot.
The pipes.
Yeah. You need to go dry after that too. You can't just go all wipes.
No, no. You got to go one dry in the beginning or the end. Sometimes both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's bad. I don't think you can know you're done if without a dry at the end.
Yeah.
It's the test. It's sticking the thermometer up there.
What do you do when it just doesn't end?
You can use a thermometer too.
Yeah, you can do that too. Like, and just smell it
shit's
after.
Shit's 1 degree cooler. Everyone knows that.
So. I have a real hard time with, like, it's just not working. But that's been lately one of the things that I've been struggling with. This is like, I'm wiping, but we're not getting anywhere.
It's just the marker.
We're just going around and around.
Just keep getting a little bit.
Yeah, it's just, would I just open up a new pathway for it? Like, it just keeps.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, is there still more in there? And I'm just scraping the tip, which is disgusting. Disgusting. I just grossed myself out. I'm sorry, listeners.
But it's like,
is that
could this be your least listened to episode right now? Is this setting up to be?
There's probably a few that people just read and were like, no. Taco Bell, a lot of people don't listen to because it has us eating on mic. There's like some, but it could be.
Yeah.
People are definitely dropping off.
Right.
Oh, like, people are shits gone. Out of your ass.
Someone is listening while they're like grabbing a quick slice of pizza after work or something like
right.
that.
Yeah.
And now they're like He's shutting it off.
Fucking disgusting.
Sorry, Larry.
Sorry, Larry. I guess I owe you a slice of buff chicken. I don't know why you don't want to eat buffalo chicken.
Anymore. Yeah, Frank's Red Hot on there?
Oh, God, I could go for some buff chicken pizza right now. Just kidding. Tonight I'm having chicken and vegetables.
All right.
Nice, right?
That's very nice.
Because I had Taco Bell for lunch.
Who are you negotiating with right now?
Yeah.
My doctor. Who's the third guy in the room? I have a Doug shitting story. I shared it on your episode, on my episode of Duty Calls, but I want to share it on this episode.
Okay.
We were driving to, first of all, randomly, did you see that UCB Theater IG'd the old Hot Sauce fourth floor walk-up show?
Did they really?
The flyer. It was up on, and me and Doug were both in Adam Pally and Ben Schwartz sketch show way back in the day, along with Gil Azari and Michael Martin. We're all in this sketch show, and we were going to Philadelphia to do it. Right? Or we're doing an improv fest and you were going to hang out with, because you're from there.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's what it was. It was something like that. We're going to a comedy festival. We were either like, but me, you, and Pally were driving together.
Yeah.
And we were just telling stories about always having like to shit. And you're telling, like, you used to carry toilet paper in your backpack because we lived in New York City.
Yes.
And you used to carry toilet paper in your backpack. This is way back in the day. It's like 2005. We have our printed up MapQuest directions. We're just driving. All of a sudden, Doug's like, I gotta take a shit. And we pull over on the side of a highway somewhere in Jersey or Pennsylvania. He runs, it's like 30 feet from the highway where we're parked, into the woods where he goes to get out of sight of cars. Takes a fucking shit and comes back, gets in the car, and he's like, oh god. He's like, I didn't even have toilet paper, I had to use paper. And I was like, oh, where'd you get paper from? He's like, I grabbed it from inside the car. I was like, oh, okay. We continue to drive, and then Pally's like, hey, grab the MapQuest directions. I just want to take a look. And then Doug is like looking around on the floor. He's like, you know, I can't find them. And then we're like, did you wipe your ass with the MapQuest directions and leave them in the fucking woods? And you were like, yeah, I think that's what happened to the directions. What a fucking great fucking story.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez. Yeah, a lot of map quests up my ass. Wiping with paper.
Oh, I've had to do that paper in high school.
Is such a fucking bummer. It's like trying to wipe with like a hard taco shell. It's like scooping up like...
It's like three seashells. It's like Demolition Man.
And you're not going to finish with that, right? It's just going to like get the big work done?
Dude, if you're shitting on the side of the road, you're not finished. You're sitting in a crusty shit.
Yeah, you're going straight to shower upon arriving at destination.
You're just like, just get me home. Get me home. Don't breathe in your nose.
Like, do you ever tell the truth? You ever take a shit and you're like, this is a disaster. You're like, you know what? I got to reset. I got to take another shower after this. No matter how clean you get, you're like, fuck, I might as well just shower.
Yeah, I've done that.
Like, it feels like...
Or at least I'm just going to wash my ass, at least.
You know, like, in the
just
movies...
Just going
like,
just to wash your butt?
You know in the movies when something bad happens to someone, they witness something terrible, or, like, they're assaulted, or they get the shit kicked out of them? Then there's, like, a shot of them in the shower, like, running their hand through their hair, and they're, like... And they're just, like, looking at... That's, like, sometimes what I have to do after I take a shit. It's just, like, PTSD from what I just did. And I'm, like, I got to just get in the shower and know that this...
It's a very crying game.
Yeah, I gotta rinse off both literally and figuratively what that shit did to me. Yeah.
It's a dirty shit that won't wipe right or whatever does make you feel dirty for...
It could fuck you up.
Yeah, it really gets in your head. You'll probably get down that day. You'll be, like... it's a bad... It's just like you have a secret, this dirty secret that you, like, something terrible happened to you. It feels like very, like, rape adjacent. I mean, I don't know, but let's edit that part out.
I'll say this.
It's like a violation, though. You feel violated.
You feel violated, and you don't want anyone to know.
Right.
The shame shower is a pretty common thing post-shit attack. Like, when people... A lot of stories that we hear where people, like, have shit themselves... When they get into that shower, the shower is a real like facing yourself moment.
Yeah,
it's
a
real
moment to think about it as you look into the drain and see it.
It's
a real like, how am I? I'm 35. Is this still happening? Like, I'm still wiping shit. Like, I'm still cleaning shit from my butthole at 35. This is what my life is going to be.
I took a full shit in my shower one time by accident.
No, you didn't.
I was like. In the shower washing, and I farted, and it ended up being a shart. And I was like, oh, man. And I was like, oh, fuck. And then I had, like, another one, and I was like, well, worst comes to worst, I'm in the shower.
What do you mean worst comes to worst?
I had, like, another fart or a shart right there.
So you're just like, I guess I'll just do it again?
I'll just do it again, even though I just sharted, but I couldn't get over to the toilet, and I was dripping wet and all that. And I was like, okay, I'll just fart or shart again. When I went to do that, it was just...
A real shit.
Like the first third of a real shit, and then I went out.
Then you called it.
And I was like, no, I said, fuck it, keep going, finish her. Let's do it.
And you
now.
Just finished it.
I finished, took a full shit in the shower.
What did you do with it?
I had to get out and like pick it out with like dog poop bags, and then...
Was that in this house?
No. It was in my Brooklyn. We moved because of it.
No one's ever lived there since.
No one could come rent it.
Oh, we set the building on fire and just left. Yeah. It was my Brooklyn apartment. It was an absolute nightmare.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ugh. Cleaning up your own shit, dripping wet and naked, putting
it's
in.
It's the only way I know how.
The shit is wet, too. It's
everything is wet.
Covered with water.
Trying to take a shit dripping wet is also the worst thing, too. Getting out of a shower shit is like... It's hell on earth. It's hell on earth.
Your butt slides around.
You're sliding around. It feels... It's not clean.
Also, odds are you don't have any like underwear or clothes at your feet, and so you're totally naked, which is very awkward.
Shitting fully naked is the weirdest thing. You'd almost... Yeah. It's terrible.
Very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh. You have a Toto, right?
I do have a Toto.
Let's talk a little bit about this, because this is really exciting.
When I got married, a bunch of my friends got together and got me a Toto, like bidet.
The Japanese toilet.
The Japanese toilet that is like bidet, like seat warmer.
Opens for you if you have to pee.
They didn't get that model for me.
But let's just talk about like, in case people are worried about your street cred when it comes to shitting. Your groomsmen got together and bought you a fucking toilet. Yeah. For
I had
your
a beautiful wedding.
Wedding
that was far too expensive, and my groomsmen in like black tie gave me a fucking shitter. And I was so touched, I almost cried.
It is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
It's like so thoughtful. It's insane.
It is. It's true. It does say a lot about me. I live this life. This is like,
well,
this
it
is
was the add-on. It's the add-on.
Yeah,
seat.
They didn't get me a full
full toilet with the built-in.
But still,
just
that's
to
a
be...
funny. That's a fucking crazy gift.
It's amazing.
It's a crazy gift, and then Jack and our friend Dan Greger had it installed while I was on my honeymoon. So like they took care of it. So when I got back, it was already there and
that's
working.
Awesome.
It's fantastic. It's a game changer. It's changed my life too. It's really. It's like, well, I
we
don't have to use
one,
wet
we
wipes.
We had one when we were in Vegas. When's the last time you and I went? Were we in Vegas together recently?
Yes, we go quite a bit,
yeah,
actually.
I think we had one. Maybe I went when I went with Pally, Sean, and Dom. They had one.
Yeah.
In Pally's suite. It was fucking great. Hot water.
Yeah, I don't like the hot water, though. You can do that on mine as well.
Oh, but you can do cold on yours? I like cold. Freezing cold blast.
Yeah, I do cold water in my butt. And it's just super clean. It's like I realized, my butt's never really been clean until I did this. It's just a game changer.
It's crazy to imagine not even using butt wipes. That's like if you stepped in shit and used a tissue to clean it off your shoe. Like how gross your shoe.
It's just smearing shit around.
Right.
Just pushing it around.
And there are a lot of cultures that like using water and washing your butt is how you wipe.
It's better.
It's how you clean.
Yeah, it makes
sense. It's better than just dry paper.
I feel like that must be some sort of weird like for big because of big toilet paper.
Yeah.
Like we all
it's
everyone,
big paper.
You know what I mean?
It's Johnson and Johnson.
It's like a
Cavalier
thing, yeah.
Built
like
in Northern, they're out to get us all.
Yeah, it's like
they're all in bed with each other.
Absolutely.
Goes all the way to the top.
Big
goes
TP.
All the way to the top to WB Mason, paper supplier.
The only way you can get clean is to buy a new wipe every single time.
Something that's disposable.
The perfect business. Yeah. Everyone does it.
It's perfect.
Yeah, it is the perfect business.
When you stay in a hotel, do you use washcloths?
Leading question, kind of. You know what I mean?
Do you use a full towel off the wall?
It wasn't like, how do you wipe when you go to a hotel? When you go to a hotel, do you take the washcloth, run it under hot water, then put it in the microwave if they have it?
Yeah. Add a little fucking Aquaphor.
Do you ever wipe with a washcloth?
No, I never. But I had a friend who went.
I will wipe jizz with a washcloth.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'll jerk off into a washcloth.
Yeah,
and then
I always feel kind of weird about it though, because I'm just like, oh, they're just gonna put their hand right on this.
I just press it into the walls.
It's just a new piece of art by the next morning.
They're like, oh, nice, leave it up there.
Oh, it's a towel.
I can spin it.
I bring Charmin with me when I travel to make sure that.
Do you know this about him?
No.
She brings a roll of Charmin with him when
you bring good TP with you.
I bring good TP so that whatever hotel I'm staying in, even the nice ones, never have good enough. I'm getting a nice wipe.
Do you like the quilted Cottonelle more than Charmin?
Really?
The ridged one more than Charmin.
It's good.
You like the ridges?
It's good. I like the ridges. The Cottonelle, the green bag, the aloe vera.
Oh, you like a little aloe on you,
I
too.
I like a little aloe for a little finish.
To help out the sting.
Does it get you get toilet paper poo dust with it?
I get a little bit of... little whatever they're called, the little floaties.
You take that. I feel like the trade off is worth it.
Sure.
Then that's when you go one more baby wipe.
Mm-hmm.
Smooth.
Do you bring baby wipes away with you? Like you're going away to
often. Yeah, I'll have them in Montreal, but I am afraid of clogging toilets. Like I happen to have like a fucking 250 horsepower toilet over here, so it's like I'm flushing fucking bricks
you have
of coke every day.
Ford.
Yeah.
Dennis Leary is doing commercials for your toilet.
Yeah. All right, guys.
I'm flushing a fucking pound and a half of cement every morning. It's going fine. I'm a little, but like if I'll test hotel toilets and be like, I'm not, because I've clogged so many toilets in my day, I have like anxiety about it now. You know.
So what do you do to test it?
Just let it go.
I can tell by the flushing power now.
You can tell.
Just do one flush.
Yeah,
that nice loud one.
I'm like, fuck.
Oh my God. So excited.
There's nothing more arousing than a great
high GPF toilets getting me fucking wet.
Oh God.
Literally. I love a fucking toilet. Sometimes you're like, oh, I gotta take a shit in a public bathroom. Disgusting. Then you go in there and you're like, oh, it looks pretty clean. Then you hit the flusher and it's like, and you're like, yes, this is going to be safe, as good as it can be.
You know, I'll say, like, about, like, the casinos, I actually really think that the casino toilets are really good. Like, in the lobbies of, like, the main casinos, I find good pressure.
I think it's for
I've never
reasons.
Clogged a casino toilet, and I've shit in all of them.
Yeah, I've shit a number of times in the toilet right outside the casino. the one where, like, I'm the only person shitting in a stall because everyone else is doing coke. Like, down the line, there's 8 stalls. 7 of them are fucking guys in button-downs with no undershirts doing coke, and I'm fucking blasting out a fucking turd in Docksiders and fucking shorts.
I clogged a toilet yesterday. I clogged a toilet at the outlets. In Camarillo.
Oh, you were going to the outlets?
We were driving back from Santa Barbara, and ooh, we went to look, and then I clogged it.
What is it, like a toilet for the whole complex or a specific
store? There were 3 toilets. No, it was for the complex. Uh-huh. And it was one that was just like, when I went in there, it was the best out of the one was taken. One stall was clogged with just tons of toilet paper and just piss and shit.
I hate that.
And then the third one, the one I went on, was just like, a fire hydrant had gone off. It's the wettest thing I've ever done, and the seat was so wet. I was like, and I spent like 3 or 4 minutes drying it off, and then just shit, and then proceeded to clog just the bejesus out of it. Told my wife when I got out, and she's like, "Who gives a shit? This place is disgusting." Yeah. She was so disgusted. She's like, "Whatever, it doesn't."
That's
matter.
A good one. A clog and jog. You just clog and jog. You hit it, and you're like, "Let's get out of here." You just blow out of there. It's clogging when it's your hotel room is the worst. And you got to call,
yeah, and they got
to
come.
You send someone for maintenance up and tell them to bring a plunger, and like the person on the other line's like,
"You can't be like it was not me because they checked the toilets before they allow the next person to come into the room."
Well, the worst part is that you're calling down there and then you call like the same person later and you're like, "Yeah, you got any comps available for me? Because I'm sort of like a big wig." Sort of big wig here at the hotel. "I'm looking to see if you can get me any credits to Roots, Chris." "Yeah, also the plunger guy's not here yet. I'm fucking knee deep in fecal
matter. Yeah, I
want to
see O. Yeah, I want to see O up close.
Give me tickets to fucking Thunder from Down Under." Let's transition. We're talking Vegas now. Let's talk craps. Let's talk about shitting in Vegas.
Well, I'll say this. When we used to drive there from L.A., which we haven't done in a while, I don't ever want to do again. But
I've gotten to the point where with the amount of money I will lose in Vegas, I'll just add $200 to the flight.
It's the greatest flight.
It's the worst. It's so worth it. It's the Vegas airport to strip cab ride is a cinch. It's not a problem at all.
It's amazing. And the drive to Vegas is so much longer than you think when you're starting. It really is the scene from Swingers.
Especially the way home.
On a Sunday.
The way home is the most fucking brutal.
Yeah, it's like when it takes 6 hours.
We've had 5 in a car on the way home on a Sunday that was at least 5-6 hours.
Yeah, we pulled off
hours
on the side and played it fucking that middle town in what is that town?
Barstow.
We played in Barstow. In the saddest casino ever.
No. Barstow's in California. We play. You're talking about Barstow's where
played,
I usually
fill
up on fucking Chipotle.
Oh, yeah.
And then by the time I get to Vegas, I'm just exploding.
Before you check in, like, "Hold my bag while you wait in line. I'm going to go fucking crack
the bathroom
rats.
By the check-in.
Yeah, Jack comes in hot.
When we drove, I was probably 50-50 get food poisoning in Barstow and then be on the shitter for the entire weekend in Vegas.
Well,
I've done that like 4 times.
The thing is, you get yourself so excited that this is the one area where you're, I guess, kind of similar to me, because Jack has a terrible or amazing track record, depending on how you look at it, of getting sick in Vegas. He gets so no one gets more excited about, and I love Vegas. I get really
and we're
excited.
Talking to 3 people who get very
but Jack
excited.
Jack gets so amped. Like, so happy. Right now, he's gripping the chair. He's so excited about
it. We're so pumped. We've been texting about a Vegas trip that we're going on together, and it's in the end of September.
I know, it's so
far away. We're recording this in mid-July.
Yeah, but no one has been sick more in Vegas than Jack. So, one of the first times I went to Vegas, Jack got sick.
Polio.
It was me, Pally, and Jack, and we went to a steakhouse, and Jack... I woke up in the morning. Jack was like, don't turn over. Jack and I had to share a bed. And Jack was like, don't roll over. And I was like, what? He's like, I shit the bed last night. Jack shit. Jack actually did shit the bed with me, and
I didn't want to wake him up because, you know, he was sleeping and the shit was like just barely on my side.
Oh my God.
And I spent the whole rest of the night, I woke up in the middle of the night, realized I shit the bed, spent the whole rest of the night shitting and sleeping next to the toilet and shitting and sleeping next to the toilet. They finally get up. I tell Doug not to roll over. Pally kind of wakes up. He goes, "What's going on?" I shit the bed. And he goes, "Where? Let me see it. Let me see it."
I mean, if people say they shit the bed, it's a... But
I shit the bed big time in Vegas. But oh, you lose? No, I won a ton of money playing craps. I shit in the actual bed. No, upstairs.
I did well. I did really well. I actually shit on a bed. But Jack did do it. And that's something... And yeah, he just gets so excited, and his little body can't handle all the excitement.
And I have a big old dose of gluten right upon arrival, and oh no, here it comes.
I was sharing a room.
Sorry, Mr. Dolgen.
I was sharing a room with way too many people. It was like Tuculescu.
Greg Tuculescu.
Mike Still.
Yes.
And I don't know who, there were other people in the group, but I think it was us, and then I had a cot. And I had food poisoning the whole weekend, and I was just get the gas coming out of me. I was shitting all weekend. The gas coming out of me was murder. Ugh. And I
Could
had
be
to
the worst place to be sick.
I was in the hotel the whole time on the cot, couldn't move, and I had to keep the door open because when
into
people
the hallway?
Yeah. Because
oh.
when people
oh
walk,
my god.
When the guys would walk back in,
there's no windows. Cuz they'd kill themselves if there wasn't windows. Because fucking... you would have been thrown out of it by your housemates.
Oh god. Yeah, so we do love Vegas. You've gotten better at it though. I think
Thank you.
The last couple of trips you've
Well, the flying helps. Not eating
Chipotle and Barso.
Chipotle and Barso really goes a long way for me.
Not sitting for fucking 4 or 5 hours in the car and like drinking a coffee before you go so you're not tired. And then all of a sudden you're like, dude, flying into Vegas is the best. You walk right past that liquor store where it's like the cheapest place to get a bottle of something in Vegas. You know what I mean? Like pick up a fucking handle of tequila and arrive at like we did for your birthday. I showed up and I was like, I brought a bottle of tequila. And I'm like, so did I. There was like 4 handles of silver tequila. We're like, let's ride.
And I know you're excited for the weed this year.
I'm so pumped.
All right. Because now there's...
I'm like already on Weed Maps looking up the top rated dispensaries in Vegas. And again, we're not going for a month and a half because I intend to land and drop like several $100 on marijuana.
Commercial.
Recreational.
Medical, recreational.
So yeah. You don't
it's
even need...
You can buy like 60 pounds and ship it around. Yeah. You don't need Johnny Vegas's phone number anymore unless you want white. Yeah. But I'm more green party these days. I'm an independent.
What do you do when you're at the craps table and you have to shit? Because like, Doug, do you have to shit at the craps table?
Never.
That's so interesting because
also
of the
because
anxious...
I know, but I know the bathroom is there. Just so you know, like the thing about me is if I know a bathroom is there, I can hold it. Actually,
how much do you love gambling in your hotel's casino over any other casino? For that reason.
Oh, going back to my room.
Like, yeah, I mean, if you
I don't care.
No. Oh, yeah. Obviously, like you can shit in a casino bathroom floor. Like it's not bad. But if you're gambling in your own hotel and you're like, I might have a shit. I can go up and take my time. And
it means a lot to me because I have brought my own toilet paper, which is up in the room.
Yeah, yeah. And then you fucking plug your phone in for like 10 minutes while you're on. Yeah,
take a breather.
Wash up.
I honestly don't care. I have a casino's bathroom is so much nicer than most of the places I've shit in my life that it's just like. Like, I don't want to, and I am, I guess, so addicted to gambling that the thought of going to the elevators, the 20 minutes up and down, I have run from the hallway to the elevators. I'm so excited.
Right.
To
get it's to really, him, it
which
really
is
so
horrifying.
Same.
It's brutal.
The
it's
true, a, what my body does when it hears the sounds of a casino. That walkthrough you have to do from parking to get into the or from cab to get to the desk where you have your fucking stupid Herschel bag and you're like, oh my God, look at this table. $5 table.
$5
table. Like,
we should do it now. We should
do
it now.
It's
going
to go to 10.
They're going
to
put the minimums up. They're going to put the minimums up.
It's
going to
be 10.
It's going to be 10.
And by 8, it'll be 15.
Yeah. And it's not that I want to bet 5. I want to be able to do 5 times odds. And you know, 5 times odds on 10 is you're looking at 50 as to 25. I'm just trying to get the best odds.
I'm so hard.
I'm so fucking punk. I'm so excited.
I love going to Vegas. I love that, and I love being like, I'm just eating like shit all weekend too. Oh, like, I just like going and being like, this is a weekend where like everything's coming with fries. Yeah. Everything is just, the fries are coming with
it. The thing you could do with in Vegas is eat two disgusting meals and be okay.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like you can eat like, you can have like a late brunch and it's fucking something insane.
You do the buffet.
Your buffet. And then you get like some big ass late night dinner that you eat at like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. The last
and then
time
go to the table's at like midnight fucking full of steak and onion rings and tequila.
And you wonder why you never get fucking drunk, really, because they're pumping oxygen and you have a porterhouse running through your system.
That's true.
And onion rings, you're just like, I guess I'll have another double vodka.
Yeah, and they're giving you fucking half rack vodka servings no matter what you
but
order.
But you're still drinking shit. You're just drinking shit vodka anyway, but you're not. You're just like, I'm not fucked up.
Yeah.
And then it's you smoke different. A cigar and then you really fucked it up.
Yeah. go up to the room,
smoke a blunt.
Last time
how do you smoke weed in Vegas, though? It's so annoying.
Well, the vape pen, you just smoke wherever you want.
Vape pens completely changed also Vegas for me because getting high, like right, like
at the 10 table.
Feet from the table and then sitting down or to play blackjack or to play craps is.
I ate a bunch of edibles one time and played video poker for like 2 hours. And it was like the most amount of money I've ever won.
Really? People win on that. I don't understand it.
I think I might take a serious crack at it in this when we go.
I mean, that's a great idea.
I might
idea.
Sit like 3 hours, like because I'm flying out so late on Sunday. I might, because that's what I did last time. On the Sunday, I was so hungover. We had played rugby and done like the sevens tournament and stuff. And I was so fucking hungover and beat up that I ate edible, got like a giant smoothie, and got I was super baked. And I just played video poker and drank like a giant ice cold fucking smoothie with like antioxidant boost and all the shit in it. And I just played for like 2 hours, won like $300.
It's amazing.
Felt like a fucking $1,000,000.
That's great.
Like,
you can play for a long time.
Yeah, it's like my mom used to call it the loser's game because you can like make your money last.
Yeah.
That's why I love Let It Ride, but they're phasing that out of every fucking casino.
Are they?
Yeah. It's,
why? Because people just sit there all day and they don't
lose
enough?
I think it just doesn't win enough money for,
Yeah.
Because you can lose slowly there.
Yeah.
And the fucking casinos don't want you to lose slowly, maybe.
But that's the other trick to Vegas that I'm you actually have a lot of listeners and I almost don't want to give this away, but like the spa is something that people don't take advantage of. So
it's the best.
Every hotel, any hotel that we're talking about, the top 20 hotels in Vegas
have a
spa that's really
$50 day pass.
Yeah, and the spa is beautiful. You can go all day. It's always clean and it's empty. There's never people
There's
ever
two
there.
Old foreign dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's who know how great a spa is.
And who know how great it is, and I love seeing them there.
Yeah, me too.
And
I
you can just sit there.
I love a spa. And I love a spa.
It keeps you from gambling. You just sit for a little while. You put on, it's just, it's the
reset. It sounds crazy to spend, the old Gabrus, when I was first getting into casinos, I was kind of broke. So to spend $50 on a spa, to spend the good money on, or to have a nice cocktail, or to get a good meal, always seemed crazy because I was like, that's gambling money. Then when you just start looking at the amount of money you save by just not being at the table for 2 hours when you sit it down.
Absolutely.
When you sit down at Bouchon, you're like, oh, a $200 bill for me is what I would lose playing for 2 hours. So let me eat Bouchon. It's like, oh, $50 for a spa. I get to hang out for 5 hours, drink like a fucking gallon of fucking cucumber water. I love that shit. You come back, fucking take a nice Ripski and hit the spa for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Fucking ripping and dipping,
it's
baby.
It's the best. It is the best. It is the best value in Vegas.
It is the best
Easily.
Value in Vegas. And it's rejuvenating.
Yeah. You feel
right.
You
that's
feel
the thing.
Better.
And I think you can go and you can eat the buffet in the morning for brunch or whatever.
Yeah.
And you work the food part out that you need to work out. Wait a half hour, 45 minutes, and then just ride it out in the spa. And by the time you're out, you're ready for a full new night. Like, you're not
fucked
up from last
night. And you're not playing all day.
No.
Yeah.
You're not playing all day. I went to the spa last time we went. I fucking watched golf. I watched golf in the spa. It was incredible. I hate golf.
Sitting in a leather chair in a robe and watching golf feels fucking cool, though, doesn't it?
It was amazing.
Especially if
it felt
especially
amazing.
If I can throw a little money on the whatever sporting. I mean, if I can throw money on the sporting event that I'm watching in the spa.
Sunday football in the spa.
We can.
There,
you can.
Yes, exactly.
You can. Oh, I just got so much more excited.
Exactly. We'll wake
we watch
up
a
early.
Giants game at the fucking spa.
Yes, dude. Oh, Giants Bucks.
That's an amazing thing.
That's incredible.
Oh, we should go now just to scout it out.
I want to go. I'm so happy I'm going to Montreal because I remembered that they have a casino. I'm just going to, as soon as you guys leave, Google if they have craps.
That's always the question.
Why do we love craps?
One of the things I love about craps is that there's nothing that I can do or the people next to me can do to change the odds of the plays. So
no one can directly affect you, and there's not really a competition.
Exactly.
That's what I like. Yeah. They're sort of all on the same side. Yes. Someone could roll shitty, but anyone can roll shitty, so you're not usually mad at someone for rolling.
You're right. It's not like blackjack, where someone, if you're playing like a two deck blackjack and it's real,
and someone and is it really sticking matters, on 13 yeah, against
you're
the fucking 20.
Next to Adam Pally, and he's just doing his fucking like, no, I'm splitting these sixes.
Yeah,
feel
just
crazy,
feeling super
and
confident.
Like, oh, come on, man.
So everyone wins
like, just
together.
Just give me $500.
You can. No one can fuck it up. Everyone
I'll
wins together.
Room. Just give me $500. I'll go to the room.
It is a hot craft table is the best gambling experience because everyone wins together except for the one asshole
who's doing
don't pass. But you know what, like
usually some huge dude in like a leather jacket no matter how hot it is in the casino,
very Russian maybe. And then who is only looking ahead and can feel everyone looking at him and just wants to start a fight.
Yeah, he wants
you to say something.
He wants you to say don't pass. He'd be like, why, you have problem, and just choke slam you into the fucking croupier.
You know, but another thing I love about craps is that you can go on a run and craps, which is very different than, like, you can't go on a run in blackjack. You can win a bunch of hands in a row.
Not an electronic.
But it's not its own. It's not like a ton of winning within one round.
Right, right.
You know, like you have this run before the hand is over. That's how it feels.
Right. A craps run, being on a great craps run is good a high as you can get with any fucking drug.
I have done several different drugs. Craps will always be like hitting like a couple of numbers I have in a row and then hitting like something that I've been pressing the whole time is like just like
that. You're all about that too, right?
You're always
always pressing
while getting choked.
Yeah, and shit.
I have a weird problem, which is that at the craps table, the table itself, you kind of want to lean on it sometimes.
And they don't want you to.
Well, it's right at exactly where my dick is. And it presses.
Really?
It's uncomfortable. Do you
have
that?
Oh, you're taller than I am.
Just
no, I'm fine.
I'm like about your height, but my dick's smaller.
So you know that.
I've taken. We've been in the spa. We've been in the spa with you.
For your own sake, I sure fucking hope my dick is smaller than yours.
It's true. I wasn't gonna bring this up, but I do. You brought up small dick, so just because this has happened to me recently while shitting, and I don't know if this is in the past year, I'm having my dick is going in way more than it used to go in. Like you know, like it's hibernating where I have to push it out from the extra skin.
Unfurl it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm getting the dick that is disappearing. And I'm getting
old man dick, right?
I'm getting
is that
old
what old man dick is?
I guess my grandpa had a kind of that kind of situation.
I never really saw my grandpa's dick. Not up close. Like just I always felt it.
It was always It was always at night and it was always from But have you guys had that at all where you just have to like readjust your dick and get the head out of the...
Sometimes if I'm wearing like tight jeans and it's been a lot of walking or something like that, I'm like, oh, I got to like revive this dude, like get him out of there. He's buried for
He's
safety.
In there,
Yeah, I've had the same thing. When I switched to boxer briefs from boxers, all of a sudden that started to happen to me, which is not a great feeling.
It's
not because it hurts. It just is.
It's demoralizing.
It's humiliating.
Yeah, it's humiliating. Yeah. And
it's
no one knows it either.
When you
demoralizing.
Have to, like, get your own dick out to
you
piss,
feel like an infant.
Yeah, you're like,
it's
come on, where the fuck are you? Oh, no.
I'm always so jealous of the guy who, like, takes his dick out to piss at the urinal
and then doesn't
hold it. Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, it's just out there.
Mine's just like, dink, and just shooting like up in the air.
If I don't hold it, I'm peeing on my leg.
I gotta hold it just to pull it out so it's closer to the toilet.
Well, yeah, first I have to remove it from the skin it's hiding in.
wait, do you get it more when you shit?
I mean, that's why I brought it up. I'd be getting it like when I have to sit down and take a shit. I'm like, oh, yeah, my dick is like inside the skin.
You have to like pop it out.
I'd like
pop
it. Yeah.
It's
a bummer.
Here's what I thought you were gonna say, which is something that's happened to me a few times. Now, I hope no one's listening to the podcast at this point.
We've lost most people.
Yeah, but when you're taking a shit and you push, and you don't realize that your penis isn't like tucked into the toilet and it's in between the seat and the toilet, and you just look down and you just pissed through into your own drawers on the floor, and you're like, fuck. And you're like at work.
Yep.
And you're like, I pissed in my underwear while I'm on the toilet. Like, yeah, I piss my pants.
100%, and it just happens. It's you just gotta count for two or three of those a year.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's just what's happening. It's the price of doing business.
Yeah, yeah.
I keep underwear in my car though too.
I usually have a
but that's but it usually gets on my jeans.
Yeah,
that's why I wear darker jeans now too. It's just another reason.
It gets on the back of your jeans, right?
Oh, and yeah, the back of your jeans.
I'm just gonna pull up and have, like, thank God I drink 2 gallons of water a day. And my piss is like fucking white, crystal clear. Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand.
Odorless.
Yeah,
I don't understand how sometimes I will just have like to wipe. Like, I'll just have shit middle of the day. I shat 4 hours ago.
You'll have something more to wipe,
and
on.
You'll just feel it. In your
wipe?
Butt? Yeah,
yeah, it's a bummer. That's because you're not, because we're not cleaning properly. And
is that why?
Yeah, and you're sweating and you're kind of,
I think it's mostly just sweat when you get that again.
Yeah, but then you wipe and it's not.
Yeah, and it's like, ooh.
And like, what the fuck? I did my job earlier.
Yeah, I just think it's your butthole, right? It's just classically gross. How far is that sweat coming from?
Yeah.
How far in?
I don't know. Deep.
Me neither. Deep sweat.
Real, you're just sitting down all day in a chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's building in there.
I have like 11 female listeners, and I think we've lost them all, and then lost 80% of our dudes and gained 10% of real freaks.
Yeah. I feel bad. I feel bad.
Wait, yeah, you know what? If you consider yourself a shithead,
those are the Duty Call fans. I mean, the shitheads.
This is the proof of concept or the. this is why our podcast is just not that.
Wait,
popular.
Do you call the fan? Did you call the listeners of Duty Call shitheads?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
But it's for a different... It's okay.
Yeah. That's really funny. That's okay. I forgot that, and I've been doing it on High and Mighty for like 150.
That's okay.
We got to have some crossover. I mean, there's got to be
somewhere. We have a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be some people. I mean, my podcasts are technically about what you do right before you have awful shit attacks. Like Taco Bell, Power Hour. You know,
is this
like,
the first time you've talked about shit on your podcast?
Yes, first time. I mean, officially as a topic, okay. It's pretty much
but
shit.
People are not going to like
it. You come across it in your musings.
Oh, I talk about it a lot. Yes, okay, but like, this is the first official dedicated to shit episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and in memory of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Can anybody tell me why? We die. I don't want to die. You won't be lonely. That would be awesome if we just had In Memoriam Fecal Matter and then played Crossroads.
Remember, was it what group? I can't remember who we were in Vegas with, where we did an over-under on total number of shits for the whole group.
Oh,
were you
a
part of that?
I was part of that.
I mean, we should do that.
We should do it for the bachelor party.
Yeah.
Do an over-under on total. That means everyone has to keep track. And we had a discussion about this, which is what counts as one.
Yeah.
Because if you stay on the toilet for a while.
That's one. No, even if you link two together.
Yeah, that's one.
That's one.
So if you, book. But if what if you get up, you wash your hands, you go into the room, and you have to come right back?
That's two.
That's two.
So it's about getting
you
up.
You can obviously juice get the up, numbers wash a little.
Yeah, you can juice them.
It's not about wipe sessions. It's about.
It's about getting up, pulling the pants up. Because
I think it should be about wipe sessions.
No, I think it should end when you put your pants back on.
Okay.
I believe that's the camp I ended up on.
Should we get dry erase boards?
We should really.
So we can keep track and we can write the times down. Let's do that in our room. Let's keep keep a log. A log log.
Yes, a log log.
and we'll Instagram it.
Put it up on the big board. We got another dump.
All right, boys. We're like Glengarry Glenn Ross. We're going to be making sales.
Side bet total number of shits within the first hour.
Ooh.
Like the first hour of arriving at the casino.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm good. I don't know if I've ever arrived to a casino and not shit within the first hour.
Oh, I always do. I can't wait to get up to the room and shit and then go down to the casino. I'm like, I want to shit. I want to get high. I want to get half a gallon of water and then a big cocktail and let's ride.
Oh, my God. Why don't we just go now?
We should go now.
Fuck, let's drive right now.
We should go right now. We can make it to Temecula in an hour and a half.
What time is it? We can get there.
Have you guys, were you guys telling me that you've done that?
Like, we did the Temecula drive. I mean, that's how much.
You plan to go to Vegas, then you go,
no, we weren't even planning. We were just like,
plan to go to Vegas.
We had first moved to Los Angeles. We were just like, just not doing anything on a Friday night, being like, we were talking about gambling. It was kind of like a conversation like this. And we'd be like, we can go to Temecula and play. And at Pechanga, is that what it is? And we did it twice, I think. And both times we were like, why didn't we do this?
The second time was real dumb.
It's like a two and a half.
Because it's not even full casinos, right?
It's not full casinos. You play craps with cards, yeah, which is the craziest
and confusing. It's very strange.
I don't like
it. Because it's not cold the and cards not fun. Don't the cards don't show like a six and a one. The cards show like whatever they show, and then that represents like it's like a double step.
It's a workaround from the rules of dice games. That's what
it's awful.
Right, it's awful.
Also, that drive is too far.
It's 2.5 hours. It's not. It's like you're why?
It's halfway to.
It's
Vegas.
A little more than half, or like it's. You're just like, why am I fucking doing this? And we did it twice.
No more.
Oh God, no more. No, fuck that.
No, dude. You cannot do that. No.
I'd rather. Let's go though. But tonight. I will. Fly to Vegas right now.
You could fly to Vegas right. We could fly to Vegas right now.
To Burbank and get like the 9:30.
This is how David Milch lost all his money.
Just flying into Vegas.
He would go to Vegas. He would go for the whole weekend or just the night, and then fly directly back and go right back to work.
I told Tiffany I cannot wait to be the kind of wealthy where I've got a hookup that's like, yeah, if you stay here at the Mirage, we'll fly you in and out. Like, I just can't wait to be a
fantasy
big. I can't
is the
wait.
Mirage.
I know. Yeah. No, I just can't wait to be a whale.
And it is a Mirage.
Yeah.
To be honest, I would like the Palazzo. I like that hotel a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, but we can make that happen.
Yeah. I want to just become a fucking baller where they're like, the kid's a whale. Let's just.
If you're a baller, that means you're losing that much money there, though.
Right. Or just playing a
just
lot.
Playing.
That means you're losing.
That means you're losing.
It's true.
Guys,
if you're playing that much, it means you're losing. Yeah. I mean, we don't like that part of
I
the fantasy.
I don't think you have to play that much to be able to get a free room every time you go.
I think you
to
have
get a free
to,
room, no. But
what
like,
if you
to
win
like,
$50,000 the first weekend you're there? Then you could justify losing another fucking 10 grand a couple
of
times.
If you win 50, they're going to give you all kinds of shit.
They want you back
there.
Because
they want
that
money
back.
You're going to get limos. You're going to get everything comp.
That's
why don't you stay another few nights? We'll take you to the show.
That's why I got to play video poker so I can get a jackpot and then get everyone sucking me off. Then I go to the craps table with my 40 grand, come back 2 weekends in a row with Bouchon reservations. Oh, dudes, I'm telling you, big plan. It's happening this weekend.
Do you ever?
I'm feeling, I'm not this weekend, the weekend we go. Oh, shit, I almost blew my fucking called shot on this weekend.
Do you ever not put down your player's card on your first like rolls because you think you're going to maybe win? And then so when you come back, your idea is to come back with the winnings, and so it goes down the mark
like
that you're 500? Playing for more. Exactly.
No, I always just get it down right away if I remember to. So I often forget, and I'm like, fuck, I forgot to do it.
Pretty sure that it doesn't matter how much money you start with. I don't think they care.
They do care if you win or lose, though.
All they care is how much you play.
How much you
play.
And
how much money you're putting down to play.
Yeah.
That's the they track.
They'll keep track of your
bets. And if
bets.
You win a lot or lose a lot, then you might get something. But like they're pretty much just tracking your bets, and you have to be over $25 bets. And on craps, they don't track your backup bets.
And I'm not over 25. Then.
Those don't count.
So you don't get anything, basically. Wait, I don't put
if you're playing
online.
A $15 table, putting 50 on the pass and backing it up 3 times, nothing's happening for you.
So then nothing's happening
shit.
For us at all.
But I'm no, because I'm getting like...
That's my understanding.
I get 2 cum bets going, usually with backups, and then... a couple of hard ways.
2 cum bets?
Oh, yeah, as many.
You just start playing the cum.
Yeah.
We got to be putting 25.
No one is listening to us at this point.
That's fine. This is for us. I don't give a fuck. This whole podcast is for me. I'm the number one listener to this podcast, and I don't listen to it. Like, I just do it for these conversations.
I'm still a little emotionally affected by the comments.
So we're playing $25 minimum no matter what.
No, I can't do that. You can do that. We can all do that.
A $15 table is so much better for like betting.
So much better.
For backing
up. Totally.
10 is perfect.
25 just takes you out too quickly.
15 can take you out too quickly. If you get like 4 cum bets and you triple up on each of them, you're looking at fucking $120. 3 cum bets and a pass bet and a couple of hard ways, you got over $150 out there in no time. A
couple of hard ways, I don't know. Maybe
couple
all
hard ways,
the hard ways.
You got the big easy, you're doing the fire bet, you got the 6 cum 6.
Oh, God.
$1 on the CNE, $2 on the fucking snake eyes on the hop, 55 shooter, let's come on.
A little bit for you guys, this is for you guys. So, deal is a plan.
Are we going to, should we talk about you doing Denny Walensky at your 35th birthday, and then we could wrap it up on that because
that was
a fucking great moment.
Well,
did you hear about that from Greg? Because that's who I originally heard about it from back
so,
in New York.
Yeah, so Denny Walensky is this thing that we heard about from our friend Greg Tuglesu, whose bachelor party we're going to, who heard about it, who met through other people who were doing it, who we don't even have any connection to. And it's when you go, as everyone puts in 50, 100 bucks, and one of the people at the party is Denny Walensky. In this case, it was the birthday boy or whatever.
It was your birthday.
But I did it for my bachelor party, too.
I know, but I wasn't at that.
For you weren't there
because I was.
You
out
couldn't
of town
come.
For, yeah,
yeah. But everyone gets all the money together. You pool it all, and then you go down to the craps table, and you put all the money onto the pass line. It's not a great bet, actually. You're not betting. You're not backing it up, but you're. Right. So you're putting like
it's more about the game.
It's
here.
More about the game. You're gonna. You,
it's not a terrible bet though either.
It's not a terrible bet.
It's
no.
like a pretty it's better, decent.
It's more fun than put it on black.
It's better. Mm-hmm. It's better odds.
It's better odds. It's definitely better odds.
So it's like the one guy, the designated guy, is walking down there with, you know, if you got 10 people.
I believe we had 14 people and we did $100 a piece. Yeah, and you rolled a $1,400 pass line.
Right. So we
so
put
$1,400.
So we put $1,400 on a pass line. You have a big crowd of people there. And they're like, "What?" The dealers are all like, "What are you fucking
this is
doing?
The worst
this is
way to
so
gamble.
Stupid."
Yeah, we can slowly take
and
this money from you.
Ton of people around, and you roll. And if you hit,
it's called the Denny Walensky.
It's called the Denny Walensky roll. And so if you hit, you take all that money right away. You doubled your money, and you go to like a Smith & Walensky's or like a steakhouse, and you got to spend all the money.
Yeah.
And if you lose, you go to Denny's or something. So basically, we do that with In-N-Out Burger, so if you lose, you really win anyway.
Yeah, if you lose, bummer, I guess we got to go get eat In-N-Out. But if we win, we go to, I forget, we went to that fucking fancy little
We
steak.
Went to Mastro's.
Oh, right.
Oh, no, we didn't. We didn't go to Mastro's. No. We went to John George.
John George. Yeah. This trip, we're doing Old Homestead In-N-Out.
Oh, right.
And Old Homestead, I just went there in Vegas. They have this side of bacon. It's like three huge, thick strips of bacon. That's the fucking craziest thing I've ever had.
Oh, we should probably go down and check it out.
We got to win.
Tearing up. Oh.
So, yeah, we went from my 35th, and I rolled it, and I hit a 7 right on the first roll.
It was fucking awesome. Right on the first roll.
And the same thing happened at my bachelor party. First
and it was
roll.
The most confident I've ever seen
those
you.
Those two times.
Never seen you like that.
I'm
ever,
not a confident person. I always self-doubt.
We dressed up, right?
Yeah, we were
I
dressed up.
Kind of semi-formal. Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't dress up.
I did. I had a shirt and tie on. Or
did you?
A Hawaiian shirt and a jacket.
Semi-formal.
Yeah. For me, you're at my house. I'm in a tank top, sweatshorts, fucking Birkenstocks.
And weed socks.
35 years old.
But yeah, that's Danny Walensky. So we're going to be doing that again. It's a great game. And every time we tell people about it, they're like, oh, that's fantastic. I think more people have like...
I think it's spreading.
We're like the fourth gen. I mean, we heard about it.
We're
four removed.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because Greg is removed. Greg's like one removed.
Yeah. And then I've done it with some of my friends on a smaller scale. If there's like
it's
four
great.
Of us.
I've done it on the small scale many times.
It
like
scales
dinner
easily.
It scales with dinner.
It scales with dinner. You either go and eat In-N-Out and you spend $100 on it, $110 on it,
right?
Or you have a $200 per person meal,
right? You get an $800 meal for $400, right?
Yeah.
Like you like buy one get one at
it's great,
incredible.
Chris, it's a great thing. Oh, and I've been on both ends. I mean, I've been on the winning and losing. I don't mind losing. I've been with people who are bummed they lost, though.
I got to tell you, as soon as the In-N-Out became for me, like going to the shitty place in the casino is brutal, but getting in a cab to go to In-N-Out is the fucking thrill.
It's the best.
I'm fine with that.
And
I'll
I like In-N-Out sometimes more than
burgers back to my room.
I like In-N-Out sometimes more than a steakhouse anyway. I really do.
Yeah. If we win, let's just buy $500 worth of steakhouse. I mean,
In-N-Out.
Yeah.
That's the other way to do it.
In-N-Out.
Fill the room with double animal styles.
Yeah.
Just be like,
buy it for everyone in the place.
Way to do it.
Get a 10x10.
You can get a 10x10.
You know what?
I've had a 4x4.
If we go to In-N-Out, I'm gonna go.
That's pretty interesting.
I'm gonna eat a 4x4.
I've had a 4x4.
Oh fuck!
It's
yeah.
easy. It's scary how easy it is to eat.
It's scary. Then when you like look at the nutrition, you never eat. Do like one of those meals where you're like, "Damn, I really demoed blank," and it's something you can like look at, and then you look at it and you're like, "Wow, that's 2,100 calories." You know, like, holy shit!
You can't do that in Vegas.
Like if you eat a four, if you eat like a fucking four by four
is...
and then you look at it, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, that was 70 milligrams of saturated fat or whatever. Holy shit! I'm
no wonder
I fucking...
can't see straight.
Yeah, I'm gonna shit an oil slick on top of the John next time.
Well, I'm very excited.
I'm very excited. Let's enough talking about this shit. Let's talk about where people can find you guys online. At
the Doug Mand.
At the Doug Mand and at Jack Dolgen.
Yeah.
D-O-L-G-E-N.
Yeah,
I just
Jack Dolgen. Yeah.
Jack Dolgen. 5 easy pieces. Jack, baby. And what's the name of the shit-based podcast coming soon to HeadGum?
It's Duty Calls with Doug Mand.
Duty Calls with Doug Mand. D-O-O-D-I-E.
D-O-O-D-I-E. That's how I was raised to spell duty.
Duty.
And Call of Duty. And Jack is on every episode with me, but I took the branding and ran with it.
Yeah.
And
your initials are DM.
I am DM.
Yeah. You're sliding into
the DM for the BM.
DMs with the BMs. It all goes down in the BMs.
It goes down in the BMs. It does.
Jack, do you want to shout out your extensive hat collection?
I'd like to just say what up to my hats. Thank you for hanging in there with me even when I'm not wearing you.
Jack has assorted guitarist hats that work very well.
The thing is
all the stages of Neil Young's career.
Yeah. You have the Stevie Ray Vaughan. You have
shout out to the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend bathroom. Thank you.
Oh yeah, Jack's a writer on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Check that out.
You know, we do
it too sometimes.
Oh yeah, Doug does too. Yeah, sorry.
We have poopery in the bathrooms, and it honestly makes a place.
I thought I saw Rachel tweet that out or Instagram that like last season or something.
It's incredible.
Like
it's a really amazing product.
It's a great product, yeah. I just let people fucking live in it because they deserve my shit.
You don't spray?
No, not in my house, dude. No, it's my house. I want to live in it, man. I want to feel it.
Oh, wow.
I think I do actually have it in there. I just always forget to use it. It's always an emergency.
That sounds more realistic.
I'm always like, fuck, I'm gotta go. No time to do the poopery.
That's like that's the combination of the espresso and the weed in one. It's like you have to shit your pants because the espresso and you forgot the poopery because of the weed.
One time I shit my pants right here, standing here, and I'm fucking feet away from my desk. Wow. I'm feet away from my toilet.
You were standing.
Oh, I got up and I was like, ooh, I was trying to get something. I was trying to get something on the computer before I got up. I was like, oh, all right. Let's, and then I went, oh, and I just fucking nuked it in my pants. And I was like, oh, fuck. Threw all my stuff out. Took a shower. Took a full shit.
Jesus.
Guys, thank you so much for coming on High and Mighty. As always, I'm at John Gabris. No H in John or Gabris. Check out the Action Boys Patreon. And check me out. Oh, actually, this podcast will come out after I've already gone to Montreal. So stay tuned next week for a live episode from Montreal just for laughs. Bye, shitheads. Goodbye, Jack. Goodbye, Doug.
That was a HeadGum podcast.